It's a very beautiful story. Kaushik was a sage or a yogi, did a lot of sadhana, acquired much strength and power about himself. Morning, he had his bath in the river and sat down for his sadhana under the tree. A bird woke up and it just wanted to shit. And it shat right on his face. Here he is working towards his enlightenment and rage rose in him. He looked at the bird. The bird just caught fire, burned itself into ashes and fell down. A smile of satisfaction spread on his face. My yoga is working. Then he finished his sadhana and he needs food, so he went into the village to alms. But today morning he's just burned the bird. He's in a mood. He went and said, "Bhikshande," that means, "Please give me alms." Nobody came out. He raised his voice and again said, "Bhikshande." Nobody came out. The door was open. Once again he raised his voice much bigger and he said, "Bhikshande." Then a lady came out and said, "Please just wait. My husband is very sick person. I'm just feeding him right now. I'll just finish that and come. Just wait, I'll give you." And she went inside. The yogi caught fire within himself. "This fool of a woman, does she know who I am? I stand here in front of her door and she says she's going to feed her sick husband and then come and feed me." He was rage. She finished her job and then she came, tried to give him food. Then he expressed himself, "How dare you did this? You kept me standing here. Do you know, serving a person of my stature, my spiritual thing, is more important than serving your husband?" He quoted the Shastras and the Vedas. He said, "You know this, it says like this in the tradition." So, the woman said, "I know who you are, but don't you glare at me like that. I am not that little bird to catch fire and burn up." Then just hit him. "How did you know?" She said, "What does it matter how I know? I am not a bird, so just relax." Then he fell at her feet. She said, "How did you know?" Then he found out that she's a very evolved spiritual person herself, but she's living a common life, not putting on any particular act, playing a simple marriage game. Then he asked, "Who is your guru? Please guide me." Then she said, "This person is my guru. Please go there." Then he fell at her feet, thanked her in great gratitude and set forth. Then he took this address that she has given and went looking. Going into a particular part of the town, which is not the place where a man like him should go. In India, in earlier times, selling of meat means it's only in a particular part of the town. They will send somebody to get it. Because they like the taste, they close their eyes and eat it. But going there, seeing that thing hanging there, all this, they are not made for it. So he was going into that area, just wondering, what is this? He inquired, found this man is a butcher. She sent him to a butcher and he has been her guru. So this was the great Brahmin yogi coming from a certain tradition, culture, this, that. And now he has to learn from a butcher. A butcher means he had seen him as the lowest of the lowest. But now he has to learn from a butcher. So he went and became his disciple and worked towards his enlightenment. Whatever the game, it doesn't matter what's the game. You can play the game without deviating from the purpose of life, without going away from it.